Hi, I'm Gina Jordan, a host here at WFSU Public Media. Today, we're speaking of celebrities who've lived in Tallahassee and the 50th anniversary of a children's theater program.
I need a different job. I'm having real trouble in a confined indoor space.
Do you recognize that character or the actor's voice? More about him coming up. But did you know a lot of famous people have called Tallahassee home? NASA astronaut Norman Thagard, Wally Amos behind the famous Amos chocolate chip cookie brand, sportscaster Red Barber, who's in the Radio Hall of Fame. We have musicians like George Clinton. Who received a key to the city and a proclamation from the county last year. Then there's T-Pain, short for Tallahassee Pain. He's a hip-hop and R&B star who made auto-tune pitch correction popular. He's also an entrepreneur who starred in his own documentary series called T-Pain School of Business. Really, there are too many famous people to name, but let's touch on some of the biggies from show business who once called Tallahassee home.
What you looking at me like that for? What, man? Come on, you just drove down here?
Barry Jenkins wrote and directed the 2016 film Moonlight. The movie got 8 Oscar nominations and won 3, including Best Picture. Jenkins graduated from the FSU Film School in 2003 and has returned to town to visit and speak to students. Ironically, another former Tallahassee resident, actor Faye Dunaway, announced the wrong name, La La Land, for Best Picture that year. That was a mistake heard around the world. It became known as Envelope Gate because the presenters were handed the wrong envelope. A few more stars include actor Allison Miller, who went to high school at McClay.
It was a wild goose chase, but it was worth every second.
She also attended Young Actors Theater, as did Cheryl Hines. She's an Emmy-nominated performer who's done many movies and may be best known for starring in the HBO series Curb Your Enthusiasm.
We were a hit.
We were the highlight of this
highlight
party.
Highlight of the party. Yeah, I mean, it's been a while, but we still got it.
Hines is now married to former presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. She starred with Robin Williams in the movie RV, which included a then lesser-known actor named Tony Hale.
Oh my God, you're bleeding. Oh, Gary,
when I get excited, my nose bleeds.
What?
When I get excited, my nose bleeds.
Okay, you gotta sit down.
That was Tony Hale in HBO's Veep. He also played Buster in Arrested Development. That was the first clip you heard. Tony is a 2-time Emmy Award winner with a long string of movies and TV shows under his belt, but he's still the same guy many of us knew growing up in Tallahassee. Here's part of his first Emmy acceptance speech for his role in Veep.
And also, I'm from Tallahassee, Florida, and there's a little theater called Young Actors Theater that made a huge difference in my life. Tina Williams and Allison Grimes, thank you for your commitment.
Tony will be back in Tallahassee at the end of the month to host a party and gala for Young Actors Theater's 50th anniversary. The pink building on Glenview Drive is fondly known as YAT, and students and alumni are known as YATTies. I spoke with Tony via Zoom over the weekend.
Oh, what do I think of when I think of Tallahassee? I think of home. I think of the Governor Square Mall. I think of my very good friends, including you. I think of Young Actors Theater. I think of I lived in Benton Woods, where I first lived. And then I moved to kind of around near Armistead on this Benton Woods place. So many memories. It's a real, real nostalgic foundation for me. Huge.
Cool. I asked that because when I moved away, and I don't know if you were like this back at the time, but a lot of us were like, we can't wait to get out of Tallahassee. Mm. And once I got away from it, my perception started to change. And I just wonder if you had that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really... this touches like how I genuinely don't have the best memory. So I'm like, what was I thinking when I left? I think I was more sad to leave because as you know, you and I were involved in theater and I was really, really close to that community. And I had some great memories from high school. So I think I was more sad to leave those people and just the change of it all. I was kind of sad. Mm-hmm. Now keep in mind when I was in the seventh grade, we moved to Tallahassee, and I had moved 7 times before my seventh grade year. because my dad was in the military. So I think I was so happy. I was so glad to be in one place for that long period of time that I think that affected me not wanting to kind of bolt out of there. I liked the consistency of it.
Well, that makes sense. Okay, so Young Actors was a big part of your life.
Yes,
You
very.
thank Tina and Allison in front of a global audience when you won that first Emmy. You had people
Yes.
screaming. I'm sure you heard the screams from Tallahassee when you did that.
I know it's so fun to hear those stories. To be able to have that kind of a platform and thank them was just an absolute joy. Such a
It's a
joy.
dream come true. Like,
Yeah.
we all dream of that.
Yeah. And it was really cool. And it's, were you watching? Were you
Of
watching when the,
course,
oh,
of
that's so
course.
sweet. I loved it. I don't even know if Tina was watching or anything. She kept getting like texts and she was like, what? You know, typical teens like, what is going on? And then she found out and it was really special.
Well, you also, it was it the Golden Globes that you had her out for?
Oh yeah, the SAG Awards.
The SAG Awards.
Yeah, and she came with me. Her and her daughter Worth came. And again, that's just to be able to share that with the woman who really, I mean, I've said this many times before, but that kind of an environment that we grew up in at Young Actors, a very creative, very open environment, non-judgmental environment, just to kind of be silly and not judged for it. You know, certain personalities need that to kind of grow. And that's why I'm such an advocate for the arts in school, because I was one of those personalities. Even if you don't go into it as a career, I needed that to mature and grow and to find who I was. And so, I mean, I'm so thankful for what she started. So thankful.
So you've been back a lot the last few decades to host YAT events, and you've come back to do other things as well, but you're going to be hosting the big YAT 50th anniversary weekend at the end of the month. You know, after all these years, you've been extremely busy, extremely successful, and you still come back for YAT reunions and celebrations. What's the draw? Why do you keep coming back?
Great American Cookie Company. No, though it's very nice of you to say the success and stuff, and I'm still that that like needy actor inside that's like a gig. I'm just happy for a gig. But it's I don't know. There's like it's an obvious thing to me because there's roots there that are so deep and so special to me and are very life-giving. You know, I seeing you and seeing Angel and Christina and Mark and all these folks I grew up with, and Tina and Allison, it's a time in my life that was just incredibly, not just special, but very fruitful for me. Like very, my words are leaving me, but just really kind of grounding for me. And so I don't know, it's I just anytime I get the chance, it's just joy. I just love it. I really love it.
And what's great is you're still Tony, which we all love,
Yeah.
you know?
Which is that a good thing?
It's a
Does
wonderful
Tony
thing.
need to change?
Well, I mean, listen, we've all had our growing times. We've all learned, but it's always great to see you. So,
I love it.
but talking about things changing, sometimes they change for the best, sometimes we don't like it, but it's going to happen. And
Yeah.
Tina retired, which didn't seem possible.
I know that's one of those changes that is it, you know, like anything, you realize the older you get, things just don't stay the same. I mean, things never stay the same. They're always in a constant state of change. But she was just such a cornerstone and foundation for us, like having her at the theater. And that's a big transition for her and for us. Sarah Roy, who took over, is incredible. And her and I have been back and forth talking about the event coming up, and she's just doing an incredible job. But from our generation, you know, it's really that's just one of those life transitions that you're like, oh no, Tina's supposed to be there forever, you know.
Well, I will say she set it up in a way that it will keep going, which is
Yeah.
pretty cool to think that it will keep going for many more decades.
And Sarah has that passion and the vision that is needed to keep it going. And so kind of passing the baton to her, I'm so thankful for that, you know, because it really, what Tina started and that legacy that she has. I mean, you know, anytime we come back, it's just story after story after story of what we all shared together. And just to carry that baton, carry that torch, and that's going to keep going is that's encouraging to me.
Yeah, nice. All right, Tony. So I'll wrap this up by just asking you if there's anything that you want to get across in this conversation about Tallahassee, about Yatt, anything that you want us to know.
I think one thing when people ask me about kind of this business and kind of advice, I always say that, the value that you had before success is the same value you have after success. And the value that was instilled in me with young actors and Tallahassee and my friends and my family, that was the exact same value that I have now, even, after whatever journey I've been on. And I think that's not what the world tells you. The world tells you, oh, you will have value when this happens. You will have value when this happens. That's just complete BS. Your value is the exact same where you are today as whenever whatever happens in the future.
And now I'm joined by those two ladies that Tony Hale thanked in front of a global audience, Tina Williams and Allison Grimes. Welcome.
Thank
Hi,
you.
thank you.
You used to teach me, and now we're having an interview. This is pretty cool.
It's always full circle.
It is. All right. So, Tina, you created Yatt. You were the longtime executive director until a few years ago. Allison is the longtime music director. Were you her first hire, Allison?
Probably as a full-time sort of music director and getting the pro I started the music
She
program
started the
there.
music program. I called Ray Kickliter and I said, "Ray, I'm getting ready to do something, put together a musical thing." And I wanted him to send over his assistant Judy. And he goes, "No, but you know what? I've got a great high school student for you." I loved my experience at Leon, so I like to shout out there. And then I meet this remarkable, unusual woman as an
I completely
18-year-old, very different than anybody I'd ever come in contact with before. And I'm like, "Well, she's the most interesting thing." And I'm like, "Well, I would love to play piano," which was really all she was hiring me to do, was play piano. And I actually, in my little teeny 18-year-old voice, said, "Miss Tina, would you like me to help teach these kids?" Because I was the Melodeer student director, so I had a little bit of teaching experience in my 18-year-old self, and she said, "Please do."
We were a couple years down at my grandmother's studio, and then my parents were very wonderful that they found this little pink building. And from then on, she was full force, totally helped me. I can't tell you how many times I called her. One time I called and I just said, "Allison, get here now." And she flew into the car. She had her pajamas on. She said, "I haven't even brushed my teeth. What emergency is it?" So, yeah.
It was already fun and interesting and unusual all at the same time. And then I fell in love with the kids that I was working with. And then it kept getting bigger. I was also in college at FSU working on a music ed degree. Everything I was being taught at FSU, I was taking over to young actors and practicing. But I was having to learn because there weren't a lot of resources for actually teaching music
And
theater.
tell her what you did.
So my senior project at FSU was a curriculum guide for teaching music theater to students. And I loved it, and I fell in love with young actors, and I never left. I never wanted to, after that, I was like, well.
We never disagreed on any major thing. I think those early years where you were there, Gina, that probably, if someone had to say, "What did you enjoy the most?" And I have to say, of course, the kids that then become alumni. I love the alumni.
And I love that y'all are still best friends and you still travel together and you still, I love seeing y'all's
A lot of friends
post.
made.
And I'm like, they were friends in high school at Yatt and they still hang out and support one another through everything.
Very cool.
That is a very special tie.
All roads do seem to lead through Yatt. So I went to Yatt. I still teach there a little bit. A lot of kids they'll go, they'll spend years there, or they'll just go to summer camp. Any clue how many kids have set foot?
I don't even know.
Thousands.
Thousands.
Yeah.
Thousands.
Thousands. Yeah. So, Tina, you knew you wanted to do children's theater from the get-go. Is that
No.
right?
What got me going was, it's absolutely truthful. A friend came up to me at a springtime Tallahassee party and said, "We have nothing like that. They don't have it in the schools. And we used to work with someone, but she's moved." And so she said, "Would you consider, if I got you a group, would you consider teaching them?" So in comes, that group was like about 12, 10 to 12. And at that point, my husband came home, everyone knows this story, and moved all the furniture so I could teach these dear sweet children. And within a little bit of time, I thought, I'm never going to do anything else.
Yeah.
I will say that I went to a conference. I saw this lady, and she had been very involved with Fort Lauderdale Children's Theater. She sat down and talked to me, and I brought that to the program and into my life. That was, they have to have a sense of belonging, and you're teaching them to be a strong but also a decent person, a nice person to work with. So she said, I was always very strict. Kids like that. They want direction. They like it.
Let's talk about your parents and your late husband, Johnny. So anyone who drives down Glenview Drive, certain times of the year when there's a show happening, there are lights lit up in the parking lot, and those are called the Johnny lights. Johnny used to run the lights. Your parents also had a big hand in helping you. And could you just give us a little bit of background about them?
Yes. I grew up in New York City, and my father was a professional fashion photographer for many, many years. My mother was a model. So from that to 1979, they spotted this green and yellow building. My dad immediately was like, oh, this is wonderful. So the next day, they go down and they buy the building. Of course, the building was painted pink. Then my mom made a decision. Well, my mom and I, my husband thought it was insane when we were like, let's build a theater. So we did.
Yes. So Zoltan and Betty Farkas. Mm-hmm. We now have the Zolli Awards at Young Actors. Like the Tony Awards, we have the Zolli Awards, mm-hmm. named after Zoltan. So very cool. Great people. And your mother was always the best greeter in the house mm-hmm. of the theater. Everyone who walked in was a star.
And she called everybody darling. She couldn't remember their name. And now I'm picking that up.
Oh, that was smart. So, Allison, you were talking about theater education. You were recognized last year by the Tony Awards. Tell us about that.
Well, there is an award that is in connection with the Tony Awards, also sponsored by Carnegie Mellon, which recognizes excellence in theater education. One of the highlights of the whole thing was that you had to have some references. So the current executive director reached out to some past students, and they all wrote in some references and things about my time with them. And I was chosen out of so many people that were sent out for recognition. I didn't win the award, but I did get honorable mention. I'm the teacher I am because of the students I worked with and learned from because I started so young.
Yeah, I agree. I did too.
Yeah, I learned like, oh, this strategy is working. Mm-hmm. Plus theater is – it's such a place where you get to know who a student is, who they are as a person. You know, their good days, their bad days, the things that they think are funny, the things they don't think that are funny. You start to appreciate the student not as a student but as a human. Mm-hmm. And that was just so much fun. So that was a delight. I got to go to the Tonys. I got to actually see a rehearsal.
It was just so nice to see her be honored. I was looking back at a clip. They said, why did you do this? It was all about the kids. I think that's what made it a success because we put the kids first. A lot of people have gone into theater, but then there are people that choose not to and have gone on to be very successful in different fields.
Yes, absolutely. And they, a lot of them cite YAT. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're doing whatever, and they cite their experience that YAT is really helping them. So you transitioned out of your executive director role a few years ago. You chose your niece, Sarah Doolin Roy, to take over. And I spoke with her about the legacy you created with YAT.
Young Actors Theater was founded in 1975 by my brilliant aunt, Tina Williams. And this organization has sustained because we are in the business of telling stories, of creating core memories for families. We have our students standing up, reading monologues, singing, performing with one another. They are off their phone, they're socializing, they're building friendships, they're learning how to navigate social dynamics. We're really the antidote to isolation, and they're having fun. And that's what we all need in our lives, is our children to be enjoying themselves and having fun and then becoming critical thinkers.
So 50th anniversary weekend is upon us. That's crazy.
Yes, that is crazy. Uh-huh.
So I'll just ask you some
last thoughts about what you will always carry with you from your years at YAT?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, we've talked about the kids, but at this point, you know, after 50 years, the kids are no longer students. They're now family.
Yeah.
So just it's as much a part of who I am as everything else in my life, from my real family to my church to everything else I have in my life. YAT is an integral part. My friendship with this woman, who I thought was very unusual back when I was 18, is still a very strong relationship. Memories, there's so many of them, and they're so good and crazy. It's just been a joy to grow up there from all of the experiences that have come from 50 years.
Aww. And, you know, my goal was, as you get more into your high school years, where they are thinking about going, many of them, to college in theater, that's an area that was very strong for me to be able to. I talked to parents who were like, talk my kid out of it. And then, of course, it's turned out great, or they were lawyered. You know, again, mm-hmm. you don't have to be on the stage. But it's a lot of years and a lot of different shows. We're sharing and doing everything together.
Yeah, it's a team effort. And personal standpoint, thank you both so much for a lot of incredible years then and now. We appreciate you.
Well, thank you. This is the first time that I've been in your studio seeing you do the work you do. One of my favorite stories was, I happened to see on social media that Jessica Cavanaugh had just written a bio script that was being workshopped in Texas, in Dallas, Texas. And we actually were going to be driving through there at the same time it was being workshopped. And I loved that I could stop there and see that she what she was doing there in Dallas. And then it ended up in New York as a little run, and ended up in LA as a little run. And then I saw postings of these YAT kids in New York City and Los Angeles coming out to support a fellow YATie in her original work. And we've seen that everywhere, not just in the theater. We've got people that are in the political realm and working in so many other areas, and you just see YAT kids and past staff supporting in them. And that's the best part of 50 years.
Well, I hate to wrap this up. I could talk to you two all day about this. But Tina Williams and Allison Grimes of Young Actors Theater, thank you both so much. And I can't wait for the big 50th celebration.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tina.